AI.
And I'm grateful it's a privilege to be in the Lord's house.
Yes.
And this is still a place that was dedicated to God. There were people, maybe some of your kinfolk around here, people that lived in this area, dedicated themselves to something greater than their own flesh. There's some things about this that don't change. We may have buildings today that are air conditioned and soft pews and creature comforts, but if you ain't worshiping God,
amen.
So it's not about the building, it's about the one you worship. Whether you're hot or whether you're cold, it's the same God.
Yeah.
I'm grateful to be here today. I want to share just a thought from the Word of God. I'm going to preach, I promise you. Number two. Lord, just sing. So, but I want to share some good things about singing. You know, a lot of people like to sing, and the way I look at it, it don't matter if you can really sing, just sing loud. Right? If you got something to sing about, let it out. And a joyful noise to God, I'm quite honest, I believe it means something to Him, it does to us often. But you know, when we sing from the heart, I believe He gets the praise.
Amen.
Right? Even if it was off key a bit or a lot, I believe He gets the praise
for
it coming from the heart. And that's music to God.
Amen.
I want to share with you some scripture and just leave this with you before we sing this morning today. And I hope if you've got a song to sing, you'll listen to it. Colossians chapter number 3, verse number 16. I would say that
way we'll help you out in heaven, but I don't mind it.
But I appreciate it. Colossians chapter number 3, verse number 16. And here's what the Word of God says about what we're doing today. Now pay attention. A lot of people, they get something stuck in their throats about things like this, but I want to be careful. The Word of God can be spoken or sung.
Amen.
Amen. Let me read to you what the gospel says. And by the way, that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Your opinions they count for something, but not much. If it's trumped by the Word of God, you ought to change it.
Yeah.
And here's what the Word of God says about this. The Apostle Paul said, "Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all." Think about that. Now he's talking about the Word. The Word of Christ, he said, let it dwell richly in you all. But then he said, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms. Right? Let me stop right there. Does everybody know what a psalm is? Right? You say, yeah, that's that one that has so many chapters. No, by definition, a psalm is a poem with musical accompaniment.
Right.
What have we been doing?
Yeah.
Right? You take the Word of God and you put it to music, it becomes a song.
Amen.
And what the scripture here's what gets me about this, is what the apostle said was, is I encourage you to teach and admonish one another in singing.
Amen.
That caught you off guard, didn't it? In singing psalms. And he said hymns. Hymns. That old red-backed book that you got in your hand or close by you, that's full of hymns. And if they follow the Word of God, and I will not go on record and say they all do,
right?
But those that have followed the precepts of Scripture, they are hymns by which we can one another admonish one another and teach one another.
Amen.
You didn't know you'd get taught through the singing, good. That's what he said. He said, let the Word of Christ dwell richly in you all. Richly in the sense that when you sing, you're teaching one another. You're admonishing one another, which can mean two things. Admonishing meaning warn and encourage at the same time. Now, how many would say good singing encourages them?
Amen.
When it gets to those parts that challenge our spirit, it calls us to holiness. Amen. It can warn you. It can teach you. A good song, friend, can lift you up.
Amen.
I ain't trying to replace the preaching of the Word, right? It has its place and it's a step. But when it comes to singing, I think we need to be just as clear. The apostle said, listen, let the word of Christ dwell richly in you. And he said, then teach one another and admonish one another in hymns and in songs and in spiritual songs. So here's what I'll tell you today. I believe that if you're here at Lost, that through the singing about the Christ that died at Calvary today, you could be saved. Right? Here's an old mourner's bench. It's available for anybody that might need it. If your journey, friend, is taking you off the path that you've left the ways of God, let me encourage you. You can come home today. Amen. Through the teaching and admonishing of the songs and the spiritual songs. Amen. All of these things are put there for you and I to use. And one another will lift one another up and exhort one another. He said in Ephesians 5, he told them there in that passage, he said, make melody in your hearts toward one another. We've something to be excited about. Amen. People get excited about all kinds of things. But can I say to you today, the greatest of them all is Christ. Amen. We were sinners. We were lost without hope. And now we're found.
Amen.
Blind, but now we see. I'm grateful to God for the opportunity to be here today. And let's do our best to lift our voices and let's just offer unto God the very sacrifice that we have on here. Amen. I know it's uncomfortable to tickle me today to see you faint. Every Sunday, I'm up there burning and melting down and they're sitting there with covers on.
Gina's back here.